The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
I'll do a little bit of a guided meditation during this time for about the first 15 minutes or so of the meditation, of the sitting time. We'll sit together for 35 minutes, and then Sue will ring a bell for us, and we'll have a talk and hopefully some time for discussion. So we could say that mindfulness meditation is it's really about opening to and being aware of just exactly what is happening right here and right now. Just becoming aware of our bodies and our minds as they are living in this moment. And so it can be helpful to just begin with checking in. How are you right now? How is your body? Is it tense or relaxed? Does it feel comfortable or uncomfortable? Parts maybe feel comfortable or relaxed and other parts not. I'm just kind of taking inventory. How's the body? And also, what is your current mood? Or is there an emotion present? Just checking in, how is the mind and heart? Is the heart open or contracted? Is the mind agitated or calm? Again, just checking in for now. Knowing where we begin, knowing how we are as we begin our meditation, can help. If we do have some tension or agitation, it can help us from meditating from that perspective of agitation or tension. Just simply being aware of it can support us. And being aware if there's calm or relaxation can allow us to connect to that and allow that to support our practice. And after checking in, I often find it helpful to begin a period of meditation by consciously relaxing the body, noticing places where there may be tension, and relaxing them as is possible. It's often possible to consciously relax the body a little more than it is. And so, checking into the face, head, and seeing if there can be a relaxation of the muscles of the head and face, especially around the mouth and eyes, the jaw. Relaxing the neck and shoulders, the arms, the hands. Softening the muscles of the chest and upper back. Seeing if there can be a relaxation of all the muscles all the way around the rib cage. Sometimes it can be helpful to take a deeper breath to support this, support relaxing the muscles around the rib cage. Taking one or two deeper breaths and seeing how the muscles stretch expand on the in-breath. And naturally release a little bit on the out-breath. And letting the breathing return to normal. Relaxing across the stomach and abdomen, middle and lower back, softening the hips, the pelvis, relaxing the legs. The feet, having relaxed the muscles of the body, the outer part of the body. Sometimes it's possible to consciously relax some tension that can be held inside the body. It's not always possible, but just check in and see if it might be possible to relax inside the throat. Relax the heart. Relax the stomach. And the intestines. Allowing the organs inside the body to soften. And then see, too, if it might be possible to relax any mental tension, kind of worries or concerns about the past or the future. Letting go of thoughts of the past and the future, even thoughts about what's happening now. In favor of seeing if there can be a connection with what it means to be alive in this moment. Being aware of the experience of the body sitting here. Perhaps the contact of the hips with the chair or cushion or bench. Contact with the floor, your feet or legs with the floor. Contact of your hands, however they are. There's also the experience of hearing happening right now. We can sometimes have the idea that sounds can be a distraction in our meditation. And the only reason why sounds are a distraction is because of that idea. We can be aware of hearing as just something that's also happening right now. Our ears hear. It actually doesn't take very much work to notice that hearing is happening. So noticing the sounds in the room, quiet sounds in the distance, obvious sounds, the sound of my voice, sounds outside. We never know what the next sound will be. And we don't have to know. We can relax and let the body and mind do the work of hearing. When there's the ear and consciousness, hearing consciousness, hearing will happen. And so you can relax and let the sounds come to you. There's also the experience of breathing happening in the present moment. And you may notice that we can choose what field we can bring our attention to. We were choosing to attend to hearing, and now I'd like to encourage you to open to the experience of breathing. There's so many different places the experience of breathing can be known. Right at the nostrils, as the breath comes in and out the body, there are sensations. Inside the throat and mouth, as the breath moves through those spaces, you can feel sensations. Or perhaps the movement of the chest or abdomen, the expanding and contracting of the chest, or the rising and falling of the abdomen. Also sensations that let us know breathing is happening. Or you might have a more general sense of the body breathing. Allowing your attention, your mindfulness to open to the sensations of breathing. The sensations are happening much the way the sound happens. The movement of the breath through the body naturally results in sensations in the body. We can almost notice those sensations in the same way we notice hearing, just settling back and letting the experience of breathing come to you. Where is the experience of breathing most obvious to you? As you attend to the breathing, of course you'll find the mind wanders from time to time. And at some point you'll notice that the mind has been wandering. Right there in that moment of noticing the mind has been wandering, you're aware in the present moment again, noticing that thinking has been happening, drifting, planning, remembering, fantasizing, judging. And in that moment, because you are now aware again, we have the possibility of choice. See if you can let go of any pull towards thinking again. And allow the attention to settle back and rest again with the experience of breathing. Other things that might pull the attention away from the breathing might be sound or other body sensations or maybe a feeling or an emotion. If that happens, if you notice the attention is drawn to some other experience in the present moment, there's no need to try to fight to stay with the experience of breathing. With mindfulness, we're cultivating awareness in the present moment. So it doesn't really matter if we're attending to breathing or body sensations or hearing or emotions. The awareness of the present moment is what we're cultivating. And yet for many people, it is helpful to have a place that we come back to when we get lost, or if there's nothing else particularly calling the attention. And so resting with the experience of breathing, but without holding too tightly to it, without fighting to push other things away. Sometimes we can notice just that touchstone of the breath moment after moment, and also be aware of other experience, hearing and the breath, pressure, tingling, pulsing, and the breath. Receiving, opening to, your life in this moment.